Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with 7 cafes and drive-thru locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. You're tuned into Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Aaron Walker-Tolis, here to provide us with an update from Catholic Community Service. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, good afternoon, and it's such a lovely day.
Isn't it? I love, if you can't be in the sun, at least you can see the sun outside.
Exactly.
How are you and your staff holding up over there?
You know, if obviously it's been a wild ride for everyone involved during this time, I have to say, I feel like we're hitting our stride. You know, we've had a lot of opportunities recently to step up and help people out in Juno with partnerships with the city here in Juno, Ketchikan Indian community down in Ketchikan. It just seems like people are pulling together and working together to make sure that people get the help they need right now.
That's really good to hear. Go ahead.
Yes, and there's a lot of. I think we've recaptured our enthusiasm. At least I think I have. And I'd like to talk to you today about the city's COVID-19 housing assistance grant program. We really want to get the word out so that everyone who could qualify can apply as soon as possible, and make sure that they can get some help. So should I just describe the program for you guys?
Yeah, I thought I would just ask by telling you what it is exactly, who's eligible to ask for help, and we can just kind of go through the process.
That sounds great. Okay, so the City and Borough of Juno has set aside $3 million in CARES Act money to help people in the town who have been financially impacted by COVID-19. So this is a housing and utility assistance program. It's intended to help cover costs of utilities and rent or mortgage for the time period of August through December. So that's 5 months. So if you rent or own housing within Juno and you live where you're applying for, you need to provide a short description of your financial hardship due to COVID-19. What that means is either you've lost income or you have increased expenses. Some people, you know, they're working hard, but the schools are closer. They're having to pay for childcare they wouldn't normally pay for. The income limit is at the median income for Juno households. That's $94,240. So half of the households in Juno fall underneath that income limit. And you just need to be able to provide some sort of proof of qualifying costs during that August or December period. And what that really means is just send in a copy of a utility bill, give me a canceled check for your rent, a statement from your mortgage company that shows how much you pay a month for your utility, how much you pay a month for your housing costs. We're just asking people to just sign and attest what their income limit is. We're trying to make people eligible, so it's not a huge hurdle. But the thing to remember is it has to be for folks that are affected financially, that there's a hardship due to COVID-19. So the benefits that are going to come out, it's up to $1,500 for rent or mortgage and up to $500 for utility bills. So that means that per household, this is done by household, we can give up to $2,000 to a household. So the program starts October 27th. That's Tuesday. And people can apply by filling out an application and sending in that and their additional information to Catholic Community Service. And I'm happy to tell you how to do that. We have a website, ccsak.org. As soon as you go there, you'll see on the front page, it's all about the CBJ Housing Grant. The backslash is CBJ Grant. And we have an email, cbjgrant@ccsak.org. Or you can call 463-6100, press option 1 for this program.
Aaron, what do you think, or what is your assessment of the need in Juno for this kind of financial assistance?
I think there's a lot of need. I mean, look at every single person who works at a restaurant or at a bar, anybody who was intending to work in the tourism industry was affected, of course. And there are lots of folks that really, the businesses are shut down or they're only half open. Folks who were going to work at the tram over the summer, obviously the tram didn't open. The cruise ships didn't come. It's affected a lot of people who work in those industries. And we really want to make sure that this is available to them and that they get some relief.
And as you mentioned, the application period opens on October 27th. That's next Tuesday.
Yes.
It's on a first-come, first-served basis. So is any idea how much assistance is available, or is there danger of the supply not meeting the demand?
You know, it's possible. It's possible that that we could run out of money because we had so much traffic to our website when this got announced that it crashed our website.
Oh my
so
goodness.
I'm thinking there's a lot of folks interested. The website's back up. We're going to post the application at 7:50 a.m. on Tuesday the 27th. The reason we're waiting to publish the application and the reason we're really trying to get the word out is that we want to make sure, you know, it's easy to get this kind of information if you're online, if you're connected, if you got Facebook. It's easy to get this information and know this program's here. But we want to make sure that we give folks who are listening to the radio as their primary source of information. We want to make sure that people who are getting information from the bulletin board at the grocery store and at where they live and their housing, that they get that message too, so that it's fair and equitable. We want everyone to have equal access because when it's first come, first serve, I want to make sure folks all have the information before we hit the go button so everyone has a fair shot. But I will tell you that the city, and I have to say kudos to the Economic Stabilization Task Force at the city. They're doing an amazing job getting money out for nonprofits, for business community, and for just residents. And I think there's more money in the works that could take care of even more need soon. So I know the city is still thinking about how to help and maybe even getting more help out there than we're already doing now.
And is this relief just for the city and borough of Juneau? Are there comparable problem or comparable programs for other parts of Southeast?
Actually, there are comparable programs other places. So what this is the city and borough of Juneau using their CARES Act money for the residents of Juneau. But this program is based almost entirely on a program that the Ketchikan Gateway Borough implemented earlier this year. And Community Connections, James Dunn at Community Connections in Ketchikan has been so helpful, just gave us all of his information, the spreadsheet he uses, the application that they used so that we could have a place to start. It really gave us a boost to get this going because Ketchikan has been doing a great job with this too. So each individual municipality, they take their CARES Act money and decide how they're going to use it. But it seems like a lot of communities are doing what Juneau is, which is trying to share with those who've been most affected.
And it sounds like the application process is easy and accessible. It's fairly straightforward. There's not too much onus on the individual to provide a lot of proof that they're struggling. Just what you would expect. It sounds like it's really much needed relief for our community after kind of a long, hard year and ahead of what could be a long, hard winter. If you didn't say this already, I wanted to mention the application's available not just online, but you can pick up paper copies at different places.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. You can pick it up at City Hall or any public library location. You know, I mean, the libraries are closed because we're on high alert right now, but they're doing curbside delivery. So you can call the library and say, I need a housing grant application, and they will run it out to you in your car. So you can get it at the library as well. We want to make sure that this isn't just an online experience. We also are going to have a drop box at our Glacier Highway main campus at 1803 Glacier Highway. So there will be a drop box available for folks who want to just drop a paper copy off. We just want to make sure it's accessible as possible. We also will accept it through the mail. But of course, first come, first serve, I urge people, I mean, supportive of people getting it to me as fast as they can.
Well, this is actually pretty good news. I'm very happy to hear that there's some relief on the way, and I hope that folks are able to learn all they can about this program and get their applications in.
Absolutely. And I've had a couple of frequently asked questions already that I'd like to sort of share with the listeners.
Absolutely.
I have folks ask me, so Central Council Tlingit Haida, they handed out some CARES Act money to help with housing assistance. And folks have asked, am I still eligible for this? The answer is absolutely yes.
Okay.
You have, if you still have housing and utility expenses, it's pretty likely that that $500, you know, that $500 grant you got earlier in the year, that's all used up by now. So please do apply. That's a question I get a lot. And the answer is yes, yes, please apply.
Great. So Erin, is there anything else you'd like to share today about Catholic Community Service or about this housing assistance grant?
You know, I think I just think it's a really wonderful thing how our community is coming together to support folks. And I've been really impressed with the fact that our city is trying to do so much to support us. If people have questions, please go to our website, ccsak.org. You can also call 463-6100, choose option one to get the right person to answer your questions. You can email us at cbjgrant@ccsak.org. We're working on an FAQ, and we're also working on getting a Zoom meeting together for the public, working with the city to arrange that now. So we'll make an announcement about that so we can do another presentation. We just want to get the word out and make sure everyone has an opportunity to apply. And if you don't have utility expenses, that's okay. You can still get $1,500 for rent or mortgage. If you have your home paid off and you just have utilities, apply because you can get the $500 for utilities. The main thing that we're really trying to have people do is ask people to fill out the form fully. Make sure you describe how COVID-19 has created a financial hardship. We'll be calling people. If we have questions or something's not clear, we'll call folks or shoot them an email so that they can get back to us and give us the information. It's not one of those things where you turn it in and, oh, it wasn't perfect and I'm not going to throw that application away. I'm going to shoot you an email. If you don't have an email, I'll call you back and give you a chance to try to get me what we need so we can make you eligible.
Erin Walker-Tolis, thank you so much for speaking with me today. If you need more information, you can go onto their website or call 463-6100 and choose option one. There's all kinds of ways to get your application and then to get it back to them and to apply for assistance. So this is big news. I'm really glad you were here to help us get the word out today, Erin.
It is my great pleasure, and have a wonderful day.
Thanks. You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye.